Words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The best rock song about the afterlife, written by a Jewish songwriter, was the 1969 hit by Norman Greenbaum, "The Spirit in the Sky." It's a wonderful song with an incredible opening fuzzy riff, but theologically it's on shaky ground. In it, Mr. Greenbaum sings, "I'm not a sinner, never sinned." Now, I don't know Norm Greenbaum, but I'm pretty sure that's not true. But if he had been talking about Jesus in that line, well, that would be something else. I want to talk about three things. One, people are sinners. Two, Jesus was not. Three, why that matters on Good Friday for you and for me. We hold this truth to be safe, self-evident. People are a hot mess. Have you known any? As one of my favorite folks has said, the only verifiable doctrine of the Christian faith is that of original sin. To say that people are sinners is another way of saying we are chiefly interested in ourselves. Sure, we love God. We like some people. But mostly we are interested in ourselves. My desires and appetites lead me into all kinds of suboptimal decisions. I get mad when other people cut me off in traffic, but when I need to change lanes abruptly, it is for a good reason. I believe in freedom of speech and the right that people have their own opinions, unless they differ from mine. My outbursts of rage are excusable because someone has insulted my pride or my sense of identity, or has caused me to interrupt my schedule or to delay the completion of my to-do list. To say we are sinners is to say we are chiefly interested in ourselves. We go through life waving banners, invisible but there nonetheless, that proclaim me first. People are sinners. Jesus was not. We read tonight in Hebrews chapter 4 that Jesus was without sin. I quote, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses," says verse 15, "but we have one who in every respect has been tested or tempted as we are, yet without sin." The fact that Jesus never sinned is an article of faith. It's something that Christians have always affirmed. Jesus was without sin. He was just like us, fully human, just without sin. And we think, when we say that, that just means he never watched Mad Men, and certainly not The Walking Dead, that he never had a nasty thought. His CD collection was entirely Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant. And if he had even 16 items in his shopping cart, he never tried to go through the express lane at the HEB. He was without sin. He never did any of the little or big sins of the flesh or sins of the mind, sins of omission or commission that we tend to think about when we name our sins. He didn't do those things. He wasn't on Tinder. He didn't vague book about anything. You know, he was just an upstanding guy, just an Eagle Scout. Jesus was without sin. But there's more to it than that. And it matters on Good Friday, and it matters for you and me. If Jesus was not sinless, if he was, like us, a me-first person, there'd be no Good Friday. See, what we just read about Jesus' arrest, his betrayal, his torture, the mockery of a trial, the crown of thorns, the punches in the face, the crucifixion, the mockery, and the humiliating death. All of that was one long temptation for Jesus to pick up that me-first banner. Think about it. There he is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane with his good-for-nothing sleepy disciples, and Judas shows up with the host of soldiers with their pitchforks and torches to arrest Jesus, and he could have run. Me first. He was already outside the gates of Jerusalem. It was dark. He could disappear in those hills pretty quickly. But he didn't. When he was struck in the face by the police officer in the courtyard, he could have fought back and resisted arrest. Me first. But he didn't. He was questioned by Annas and then Caiaphas and then Pilate. He could have used logic and reason, pleading his case. He could have begged. Me first. But he didn't. He was mocked, humiliated, flogged, tortured. He could have used his divine power, called on some of that Old Testament stuff to rain down and smite them all. Me first, but he didn't. And as the nails were driven through his hands and feet, and as that cross was lifted and then dropped into the limestone rock that held it, he could have called on legions of angels to rescue him. Me first, but he didn't. If being a sinner is about being primarily interested in yourself, the sinlessness of Jesus means he gave himself up for you and me. Every step along the way, tempted and tested, he chose not me first, but you first, and God first. This passage from Hebrews ends by noting what amazing news this is. The writer says, we can now boldly approach the throne of grace. When? In our time of need. I bet some of you are in a time of need. I bet now is what some might call the nick of time if help were to show up. This sinless Jesus who gives himself for you and for me to die for your sins and mine is present for you in your time of need. Let's pray. Dear God, in our time of need, help. Amen.